Lecture number 2. Bahefer. Al-Bayra. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. A.L.M. This scripture is infallible, a beacon for the righteous who believe in the unseen, observe the contact prayers. Say a lot, and from our provisions to them, they give to charity. And they believe in what was revealed to you, and in what was revealed before you, and with regard to the hereafter, they are absolutely certain. These are guided by their Lord, these are the winners. As for those who disbelieve, it is the same for them. Whether you warn them, or not warn them, they cannot believe. God seals their minds and their hearing, and their eyes are veiled. They have incurred severe retribution. Then there are those who say, "We believe in God," but in the last day, while they are not believers, in trying to deceive God, but those who believe, they only deceive themselves without perceiving. In their minds there is a disease. Consequently, God augments their disease. They have incurred a painful retribution for their lying. When they are told, "Do not commit evil," they say, "We are righteous." In fact, they are evildoers, but they do not perceive. When they are told, "Believe," like the people who believe, they say, "Shall we believe," like the fools who believe. In fact, it is they who are fools, but they do not know. When they meet the believers, they say, "We believe," but when alone with their devils, they say, "We are with you, we were only mocking." God mocks them, and leads them on in their transgressions, blundering. It is they who bought the straying, at the expense of guidance. Such trade never prospers, nor do they receive any guidance. Their example is like those who start a fire, then, as it begins to shed light around them, God takes away their light, leaving them in darkness, unable to see. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they fail to return. Another example. A rainstorm from the sky in which there is darkness, thunder, and lightning. They put their fingers in their ears to evade death. God is fully aware of the disbelievers. The lightning almost snatches away their eyesight. When it lights for them, they move forward, and when it turns dark, they stand still. If God wills, He can take away their hearing, and their eyesight. God is omnipotent. O people, worship only your Lord, the one who created you and those before you, that you may be saved. The one who made the earth habitable for you, and the sky a structure. He sends down from the sky water to produce all kinds of fruits for your sustenance. You shall not set up idols to rival God, now that you know. If you have any doubt regarding what we revealed to our servant, then produce one surah like these, and call upon your own witnesses against God, if you are truthful. If you cannot do this, and you can never do this, then beware of the hellfire, whose fuel is people and rocks. It awaits the disbelievers. God does not shy away from citing any kind of allegory, from the tiny mosquito, and greater. As for those who believe, they know, that it is the truth from their Lord. As for those who disbelieve, they say, "What did God mean by such an allegory? He misleads many thereby, and guides many thereby, but he never misleads thereby except the wicked, who violate God's covenant after pledging to uphold it, sever what God has commanded to be joined, and commit evil. These are the losers. How can you disbelieve in God, when you were dead, and he gave you life, then he puts you to death, then he brings you back to life, then to him you ultimately return? He is the one who created for you everything on earth, then turned to the sky and perfected 7 universes. Therein, and he is fully aware of all things. Recall that your Lord said to the angels, 'I am placing a representative, a temporary God on earth.' They said, 'Will you place therein one who will spread evil therein, and shed blood, while we sing your praises, glorify you, and uphold your absolute authority?' He said, 'I know what you do not know.' He taught Adam all the names, then presented them to the angels, saying, 'Give me the names of these, if you are right.' They said, 'Be you glorified, we have no knowledge, except that which you have taught us. You are the omniscient, most wise.' He said, 'O Adam, tell them their names.' When he told them their names, he said, 'Did I not tell you that I know the secrets of the heavens and the earth? I know what you declare and what you conceal. When we said to the angels, "Fall prostrate before Adam," they fell prostrate, except Satan, he refused, was too arrogant, and a disbeliever. We said, "O Adam, live with your wife in paradise, and eat therefrom generously, as you please, but do not approach this tree, lest you sin." But the devil duped them, and caused their eviction. Therefrom, we said, "Go down as enemies of one another. On earth shall be your habitation and provision for a while." Then Adam received from his Lord words, whereby he redeemed him. He is the Redeemer, most merciful. We said, "Go down therefrom, all of you, when guidance comes to you from me. Those who follow my guidance will have no fear, nor will they grieve. As for those who disbelieve and reject our revelations, they will be dwellers of hell, where they abide forever. O children of Israel, remember my favor, which I bestowed upon you, and fulfill your part of the covenant, that I fulfill my part of the covenant, and reverence me. You shall believe in what I have revealed herein, confirming what you have. Do not be the first to reject it. Do not trade away my revelations for a cheap price, and observe me. Do not confound the truth with falsehood, nor shall you conceal the truth knowingly. You shall observe the contact prayers, Selah, and give the obligatory charity, Zakat, and bow down with those who bow down. Do you exhort the people to be righteous, while forgetting yourselves, though you read the scripture? Do you not understand? You shall seek help through steadfastness, and the contact prayers say a lot. This is difficult indeed, but not so for the reverent. who believe that they will meet their Lord, that to him they ultimately return. O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and that I blessed you more than any other people. Beware of the day when no soul can avail another soul, no intercession will be accepted, nor ransom can be paid, nor can anyone be helped. Recall that we saved you from Pharaoh's people, who inflicted upon you the worst persecution, slaying your sons and sparing your daughters. That was an exacting test from your Lord. Recall that we parted the sea for you, we saved you, and drowned Pharaoh's people before your eyes. Yet, when we summoned Moses for 40 nights, you worshipped the calf in his absence and turned wicked. Still, we pardoned you thereafter that you may be appreciative. Recall that we gave Moses scripture and the statute book that you may be guided. Recall that Moses said to his people, O my people, you have wronged your souls by worshipping the calf. You must repent to your Creator. You shall kill your egos. This is better for you in the sight of your Creator. He did redeem you. He is the Redeemer, most merciful. Recall that you said, O Moses, we will not believe unless we see God physically. Consequently, the lightning struck you as you looked. We then revived you after you had died, that you may be appreciative. We shaded you with clouds in Sinai and sent down to you manna and quails, eat from the good things we provided for you. They did not hurt us by rebelling, they only hurt their own souls. Recall that we said, enter this town, where you will find as many provisions as you like. Just enter the gate humbly and treat the people nicely. We will then forgive your sins and increase the reward for the pious. But the wicked among them carried out commands other than the commands given to them. Consequently, we sent down upon the transgressors condemnation from the sky due to their wickedness. Recall that Moses sought water for his people. We said, strike the rock with your staff, whereupon 12 springs gushed out therefrom. The members of each tribe knew their own water. Eat and drink from God's provisions, and do not roam the earth corruptingly. Recall that you said, O Moses, we can no longer tolerate one kind of food. Call upon your Lord to produce for us such earthly crops as beans, cucumbers, garlic, lentils, and onions. He said, do you wish to substitute that which is inferior for that which is good? Go down to Egypt, where you can find what you asked for. They have incurred condemnation, humiliation, and disgrace, and brought upon themselves wrath from God. This is because they rejected God's revelations and killed the prophets unjustly. This is because they disobeyed and transgressed. Surely, those who believe, those who are Jewish, the Christians, and the converts, anyone who one believes in God and two believes in the last day, and three leads a righteous life, will receive their recompense from their Lord. They have nothing to fear, nor will they grieve. We made a covenant with you, as we raised Mount Sinai above you. You shall uphold what we have given you strongly, and remember its contents, that you may be saved. But you turned away thereafter, and if it were not for God's grace towards you and His mercy, you would have been doomed. You have known about those among you who desecrated the Sabbath. We said to them, "Be you as despicable as apes." We set them up as an example for their generation, as well as subsequent generations, and an enlightenment for the righteous. Moses said to his people, "God commands you to sacrifice a heifer." They said, "Are you mocking us?" He said, "God forbid that I should behave like the ignorant ones." They said, "Call upon your Lord to show us which one." He said, "He says that she is a heifer that is neither too old nor too young, of an intermediate age. Now, carry out what you are commanded to do." They said, "Call upon your Lord to show us her color." He said, "He says that she is a yellow heifer, bright colored, pleases the beholders." They said, "Call upon your Lord to show us which one." "The heifers look alike to us, and, God willing, we will be guided." He said, "He says that she is a heifer that was never humiliated in plowing the land or watering the crops, free from any blemish." They said, "Now you have brought the truth." They finally sacrificed her after this lengthy reluctance. "You had killed a soul, then disputed among yourselves. God was to expose what you tried to conceal." We said, "Strike the victim with part of the heifer." That is when God brought the victim back to life, and showed you His signs, that you may understand. Despite this, your hearts hardened like rocks, or even harder. For there are rocks from which rivers gush out. Others crack, unreleased gentle streams, and other rocks cringe out of reverence for God. God is never unaware of anything you do. Do you expect them to believe as you do, when some of them used to hear the word of God, then distort it, with full understanding thereof, and deliberately? And when they meet the believers, they say, "We believe," but when they get together with each other, they say, "Do not inform the believers of the information given to you by God, lest you provide them with support for their argument concerning your Lord. Do you not understand? Do they not know that God knows everything they conceal, and everything they declare? Among them are Gentiles who do not know the Scripture, except through hearsay, then assume that they know it. Therefore, woe to those who distort the Scripture with their own hands, then say, 'This is what God has revealed,' seeking a cheap material gain. Woe to them for such distortion, and woe to them for their illicit gains. Some have said, 'Hell will not touch us, except for a limited number of days.' Say, 'Have you taken such a pledge from God?' God never breaks His pledge, or Are you saying about God what you do not know? Indeed, those who earn sins and become surrounded by their evil work will be the dwellers of hell, they abide in it forever. As for those who believe and lead a righteous life, they will be the dwellers of paradise, they abide in it forever. We made a covenant with the children of Israel, you shall not worship except God. You shall honor your parents and regard the relatives, the orphans, and the poor. You shall treat the people amicably. You shall observe the contact prayers a lot and give the obligatory charities a cut. But you turned away, except a few of you, and you became averse. We made a covenant with you, that you shall not shed your blood, nor shall you evict each other from your homes. You agreed and bore witness. Yet, here you are killing each other, and evicting some of you from their homes, banding against them sinfully and maliciously. Even when they surrendered, you demanded ransom from them. Evicting them was prohibited for you in the first place. Do you believe in part of the scripture, and disbelieve in part? What should be the retribution for those among you who do this, except humiliation in this life, and a far worse retribution on the day of resurrection? God is never unaware of anything you do. It is they who bought this slowly life at the expense of the hereafter. Consequently, the retribution is never commuted for them, nor can they be helped. We gave Moses the scripture, and subsequent to him we sent other messengers, and we gave Jesus, son of Mary, profound miracles and supported him with the Holy Spirit. Is it not a fact that every time a messenger went to you with anything you disliked, your ego caused you to be arrogant? Some of them you rejected, and some of them you killed. Some would say, our minds are made up. Instead, it is a curse from God, as a consequence of their disbelief, that keeps them from believing, except for a few of them. When this scripture came to them from God, and even though it agrees with and confirms what they have, and even though they used to prophesy its advent when they talked with the disbelievers, when their own prophecy came to pass, they disbelieve therein. God's condemnation thus afflicts the disbelievers. Miserable indeed is what they sold their souls for, rejecting these revelations of God out of sheer resentment that God should bestow His grace upon whomever He chooses from among His servants. Consequently, they incurred wrath upon wrath. The disbelievers have incurred a humiliating retribution. When they are told, you shall believe in these revelations of God, they say, we believe only in what was sent down to us. Thus, they disbelieve in subsequent revelations, even if it is the truth from their Lord, and even though it confirms what they have. Say, why then did you kill God's prophets, if you were believers? Moses went to you with profound miracles, yet you worshipped the calf in his absence, and you turned wicked. We made a covenant with you, as we raised Mount Sinai above you, saying, you shall uphold the commandments we have given you, strongly and listen. They said, "We hear, but we disobey." Their hearts became filled with adoration for the calf due to their disbelief. Say, "Miserable indeed is what your faith dictates upon you, if you do have any faith." Say, "If the abode of the hereafter is reserved for you at God, to the exclusion of all other people, then you should long for death, if you are truthful." They never long for it, because of what their hands have sent forth. God is fully aware of the wicked. In fact, you will find them the most covetous of life, even more so than the idol worshippers. The one of them wishes to live 1,000 years, but this will not spare him any retribution, no matter how long he lives. God is seer of everything they do. Say, "Anyone who opposes Gabriel should know that he has brought down this Quran into your heart, in accordance with God's will, confirming previous scriptures, and providing guidance and good news for the believers. Anyone who opposes God, and his angels, and his messengers, and Gabriel and Michael, should know that God opposes the disbelievers. We have sent down to you such clear revelations, and only the wicked will reject them. Is it not a fact that when they make a covenant, and pledge to keep it, some of them always disregard it? In fact, most of them do not believe. Now that a messenger from God has come to them, and even though he proves and confirms their own scripture, some followers of the scripture, Jews, Christians, and Muslims, disregard God's scripture behind their backs, as if they never had any scripture. They pursued what the devils taught concerning Solomon's kingdom. Solomon, however, was not a disbeliever, but the devils were disbelievers. They taught the people sorcery, and that which was sent down through the two angels of Babel, Herod and Merod. These two did not divulge such knowledge without pointing out, "This is a test. You shall not abuse such knowledge." But the people used it in such evil schemes as the breaking up of marriages. They can never harm anyone against the will of God. They thus learn what hurts them, not what benefits them, and they know full well that whoever practices witchcraft will have no share in the hereafter. Miserable indeed is what they sell their souls for, if they only knew. If they believe and led a righteous life, the reward from God is far better, if they only knew. O you who believe, do not say, "Re'ena be our shepherd." Instead, you should say, "Unzerna watch over us and listen." The disbelievers have incurred a painful retribution. Neither the disbelievers among the followers of the scripture, nor the idol worshippers, wish to see any blessings come down to you from your Lord. However, God showers his blessings upon whomever he chooses. God possesses infinite grace. When we abrogate any miracle, or cause it to be forgotten, we produce a better miracle, or at least an equal one. Do you not recognize the fact that God is omnipotent? Do you not recognize the fact that God possesses the kingship of the heavens and the earth, that you have none besides God, as your Lord and Master. Do you wish to demand of your messenger what was demanded of Moses in the past? Anyone who chooses disbelief instead of belief has truly strayed off the right path. Many followers of the scripture would rather see you revert to disbelief now that you have believed. This is due to jealousy on their part, after the truth has become evident to them. You shall pardon them, and leave them alone, until God issues His judgment. God is omnipotent. You shall observe the contact prayers Selah, and give the obligatory charities Akot. Any good you send forth on behalf of your souls, you will find it at God. God is seer of everything you do. Some have said, no one will enter paradise except Jews or Christians. Such is their wishful thinking. Say, show us your proof, if you are right. Indeed, those who submit themselves absolutely to God alone, while leading a righteous life, will receive their recompense from their Lord. They have nothing to fear, nor will they grieve. The Jews said, the Christians have no basis, while the Christians said, the Jews have no basis. Yet, both of them read the scripture. Such are the utterances of those who possess no knowledge. God will judge them on the day of resurrection, regarding their disputes. Who are more evil than those who boycott God's masjids, where His name is commemorated, and contribute to their desertion? These ought not to enter therein except fearfully. They will suffer in this life humiliation, and will suffer in the hereafter a terrible retribution. To God belongs the East and the West. Wherever you go, there will be the presence of God. God is omnipresent, omniscient. They said, God has begotten a Son. Be He glorified. Never. To Him belongs everything in the heavens, and the earth. All are subservient to Him. The initiator of the heavens, and the earth, to have anything done, He simply says to it, be, and it is. Those who possess no knowledge say, if only God could speak to us, or some miracle could come to us. Others before them have uttered similar utterances. Their minds are similar. We do manifest the miracles for those who have attained certainty. We have sent you with the truth as a bearer of good news, as well as a warner. You are not answerable for those who incur hell. Neither the Jews nor the Christians will accept you unless you follow their religion. Say, God's guidance is the true guidance. If you acquiesce to their wishes, despite the knowledge you have received, you will find no ally or supporter to help you against God. Those who receive the scripture and know it as it should be known will believe in this. As for those who disbelieve, they are the losers. O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and that I blessed you more than any other people. Beware of the day when no soul will help another soul, nor ransom will be accepted, no intercession will be useful, and no one will be helped. Recall that Abraham was put to the test by his Lord through certain commands, and he fulfilled them. God said, I am appointing you an imam for the people. He said, and also my descendants. He said, My covenant does not include the transgressors. We have rendered the shrine the Kaaba focal point for the people and a safe sanctuary. You may use Abraham's shrine as a prayer house. We commissioned Abraham and Ishmael, You shall purify my house for those who visit, those who live there, and those who bow and prostrate. Abraham prayed, My Lord, make this a peaceful land and provide its people with fruits. Provide for those who believe in God in the last day. God said, I will also provide for those who disbelieve. I will let them enjoy temporarily, then commit them to the retribution of hell and a miserable destiny. As Abraham raised the foundations of the shrine, together with Ishmael they prayed, Our Lord, accept this from us. You are the hearer, the omniscient. Our Lord, make us submitters to you, and from our descendants let there be a community of submitters to you. Teach us the rites of our religion, and redeem us. You are the Redeemer, most merciful. Our Lord, and raise among them a messenger to recite to them your revelations, teach them the scripture, and wisdom, and purify them. You are the Almighty, most wise. Who would forsake the religion of Abraham, except one who fools his own soul? We have chosen him in this world, and in the hereafter he will be with the righteous. When his Lord said to him, Submit, he said, I submit to the Lord of the universe. Moreover, Abraham exhorted his children to do the same, and so did Jacob. O my children, God has pointed out the religion for you. Do not die except as submitters. Have you witnessed Jacob on his deathbed? He said to his children, What will you worship after I die? They said, We will worship your God, the God of your fathers, Abraham, Ishmael, and Isaac, the one God. To him we are submitters. Such is a community from the past. They are responsible for what they earned, and you are responsible for what you earned. You are not answerable for anything they have done. They said, You have to be Jewish or Christian to be guided. Say, We follow the religion of Abraham. Monotheism, he never was an idol worshipper. Say, We believe in God, and in what was sent down to us, and in what was sent down to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the patriarchs, and in what was given to Moses and Jesus, and all the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction among any of them. To him alone we are submitters. If they believe, as you do, then they are guided. But if they turn away, then they are in opposition. God will spare you their opposition. He is the hearer, the omniscient. Such is God's system, and whose system is better than God's? Him alone we worship. Say, Do you argue with us about God, when He is our Lord, and your Lord? We are responsible for our deeds, and you are responsible for your deeds. To Him alone we are devoted. Do you say that Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the patriarchs were Jewish or Christian? Say, do you know better than God? Who is more evil than one who conceals a testimony he has learned from God? God is never unaware of anything you do. That was a community from the past. They are responsible for what they earned, and you are responsible for what you earned. You are not answerable for anything they did. The fools among the people would say, why did they change the direction of their blot? Say, to God belongs the east and the west. He guides whoever wills in a straight path. We thus made you an impartial community, that you may serve as witnesses among the people, and the messenger serves as a witness among you. We changed the direction of your original iblah only to distinguish those among you who readily follow the messenger from those who would turn back on their heels. It was a difficult test, but not for those who are guided by God. God never puts your worship to waste. God is compassionate towards the people, most merciful. We have seen you turning your face about the sky, searching for the right direction. We now assign a iblah that is pleasing to you. Henceforth, you shall turn your face towards the sacred masjid. Wherever you may be, all of you shall turn your faces towards it. Those who received the previous scripture know that this is the truth from their Lord. God is never unaware of anything they do. Even if you show the followers of the scripture every kind of miracle, they will not follow your blot, nor shall you follow their blot. They do not even follow each other's blot. If you acquiesce to their wishes, after the knowledge that has come to you, you will belong with the transgressors. Those who receive the scripture recognize the truth herein, as they recognize their own children. Yet, some of them conceal the truth knowingly. This is the truth from your Lord. Do not harbor any doubt. Each of you chooses the direction to follow. You shall race towards righteousness. Wherever you may be, God will summon you all. God is omnipotent. Wherever you go, you shall turn your face during Salat towards the sacred masjid. This is the truth from your Lord. God is never unaware of anything you all do. Wherever you go, you shall turn your face during Salat towards the sacred masjid. Wherever you might be, you shall turn your faces during Salat towards it. Thus, the people will have no argument against you, except the transgressors among them. Do not fear them, and fear me instead. I will then perfect my blessings upon you, that you may be guided. Blessings such as the sending of a messenger from among you to recite our revelations to you, purify you, teach you the scripture and wisdom, and to teach you what you never knew. You shall remember me, that I may remember you, and be thankful to me. Do not be inappreciative. O you who believe, seek help through steadfastness, and the contact prayers. Allah, God is with those who steadfastly persevere. Do not say of those who are killed in the cause of God, they are dead. They are alive at their Lord, but you do not perceive. We will surely test you through some fear, hunger, and loss of money, lives, and crops. Give good news to the steadfast. When an affliction befalls them, they say, "We belong to God, and to Him we are returning." These have deserved blessings from their Lord and mercy. These are the guided ones. The Noahs of Safa and Marwa are among the rites decreed by God. Anyone who observes Zuhoram recommends no error by traversing the distance between them. If one volunteers more righteous works, then God is appreciative, omniscient,